Today on CityCast Philly. It might be easy to forget that surrounding Philly, Pennsylvania has mountains, gorges, and even waterfalls. And as the weather gets warmer, venturing just 2 or 3 hours outside of the city can get you to some of the best trails in the state. I'm speaking with a local travel blogger about the best day hikes in our area, just in time to make a spring trail wish list. It's Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Abby Fritz, filling in for Trine Nuri, and here's what Philly's talking about. Jim Chaney, you're the creator, writer, and photographer behind UncoveringPA.com, a blog about your honest experiences traveling the beautiful state of Pennsylvania. Jim, I'm so excited to have you. I love hiking, so I can't wait to talk about all this today. Before we get into it, how many hikes have you done in PA?
Hundreds for sure. It's a little hard to know for exactly how many, but definitely in the hundreds. Well, 300-400 probably at a minimum.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of mileage. So I personally love gorges. It's one of my favorite natural wonders in the state. I especially enjoy seeing them when I hike. Like if it's a gorge trail, I'm hitting that one. But Jim, what do you like seeing in the Pennsylvania landscape?
My biggest one is waterfalls. I've been to probably 200 waterfalls in Pennsylvania.
Very cool.
And then a fair number, in New York and elsewhere as well. But that's my number one, anything interesting, really.
Anything out of the ordinary. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. So I know we definitely won't be able to talk about all 200, 300 trails you've been on today, but we'll hit the best ones that are in and kind of around Philly. So let's start off close by. Are there any hikes in the city or ones that are like reachable by public transit that are worth a visit?
Probably the best one in the city is Wissahickon Gorge. Speaking of liking gorges, that one there's just so many interesting things to find within Wissahickon Gorge, which is up in kind of north of the downtown area there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's statues that are literally hidden in the middle of the forest.
Yeah, I've definitely seen those around.
There's the only covered bridge in a major metropolitan city in the U.S. that's back down in Wissahickon Gorge.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's some interesting bridges. Mm-hmm. And what's great about it, too, is because despite the fact it's in the city, once you get, just a short distance onto the trails, you feel like you're well outside of a city. You don't feel like you're inside,
Totally. You can definitely get lost in there. Yeah. Between the water and the all the trees. It's really nice. It's a good little escape. And you had one other recommendation.
Yeah, the Hines National Wildlife Refuge, which is in kind of right on the South Philly, Delaware County border, right by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of marshes that are in there. It's a tidal area. So, the level changes with the level of the Delaware River.
Oh, cool.
And there's a lot of forest around as well. So there's a lot of places to, see different kinds of birds, whether they're birds that, prefer to be more in the open in the tidal areas or birds that are more in the forested areas. That's why it's a national wildlife refuge. It's not for, there are other animals there too, but it's primarily because of the birds that come to that area.
Oh, wow. That makes sense. I think I read on their website that they provide binoculars free of charge. Like they loan them out. So that checks out with birds.
Yeah, it's a good place. Yeah, if you you just kind of want to get out, see a beautiful, preserved part of the city in an area that you wouldn't think would have a whole lot of preserved land.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good spot to go.
Great. And since it's easier trails, maybe that's a good place to take your friend who maybe isn't super into hiking or kids, very family friendly trails.
Exactly. Yeah. And some of them would be handicap accessible too. So, cool. If somebody who has, different abilities, that sort of thing, it's a good spot to go. So
that's awesome. Okay. Maybe now moving a little farther out. And I understand that this time range can change based a bit on traffic, day by day, but what if I'm looking for some hiking trails about an hour, maybe a little more, maybe a little less outside of the city?
Yeah. Once you get out there, it's nice because you get into a lot more, there's state parks out that way. There's some really interesting county parks. Valley Forge National Historical Park. There's a lot of great history there. There's miles and miles and miles of paved biking, walking and running trails and things like that. But one spot I really like is a hidden gem. It's called Mount Misery.
Mount Misery. Wow.
Yeah. It's right on the edge. It's technically, I believe, in Chester County. It's right over the border from Montgomery County. It's a forested area of the park. It's right on the edge of the park. It's very quiet. But when you hike back on the trails back there, there's an abandoned spring water bottling plant.
Oh, cool.
That you can come across. It's just kind of hidden back in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
There's a beautiful stream, like an old dam that's back there. And then right at the start of the hiking trail, there's also a covered bridge as well. Oh, so nice. There's kind of a lot of interest along the trail there.
Yeah.
Just kind of a nice, quiet place, you know, to explore. And there's some interesting things there as well.
Very cool.
Another good spot is, you know, if you like kind of history and just sort of that, you know, same kind of idea as Ridley Creek State Park is in Delco.
Mm-hmm.
That has just a lot of just sort of historic buildings, beautiful structures along the trails, you know, some like abandoned sort of steps and stuff for mansions and stuff that are hidden in the woods.
Very cool.
It's a really beautiful place to go hiking as well. And then in that same general area there, Marsh Creek State Park is in Chester County. Has a very large lake, and the trails there aren't overly difficult, but there's, you know, you can walk around the lake. There's also a lot of good mountain biking trails there for anybody who enjoys, you know, that, you know, that activity. So
awesome. That's great.
And then just a little further out, there's not the Nottingham Serpentine Barrens are in Chester County, and that is just a really interesting landscape. It's the Serpentine Barrens are kind of a rare landscape in this part of the country.
Interesting.
The trees are very just sparse and deserty to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. It's a little hard to explain, but it's a very just, it's a unique landscape. And it's that makes it an interesting place to hike because it's not like hiking anywhere else in the area, really.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I think when I was looking at their website, they said it's like grasslands and it's very kind of that vibe. That's really cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
More on the best hikes in our area after the break. This is CityCast Philly. Jim, before we get into some more trails a bit farther out, for those who are new to hiking, how should they prepare for a hiking day trip in PA? Like, what should they bring?
Yeah, so, you know, you definitely want to make sure that you know where you're going, that you have a map of the area that you're going to. Generally speaking, those are available online. Mm-hmm. In a lot of places as well, you'll be able to find like a paper map at the trailheads, especially if you're going to like a state park. Just keep in mind that some of these, especially once you get further out from the city, there's not good cell service there. So you want to make sure that you take a screenshot of the map on your phone or, you know, that you can get a paper map or something along those lines. So because you may not be able to actually pull it up while you're on the hike. Of course, you want to make sure you have plenty of water with you, snacks. You know, most of these hikes aren't too crazy. You're not going too far, but it's always a good idea to kind of prepare to be out there longer than you expect in case you get lost or something like that. So making sure that you have, you know, plenty more water than you think you're going to need. You have some snacks with you, maybe a first aid kit as well. And then hiking boots or sneakers of some kind are always recommended, especially on the longer and the harder hikes, because footing can be a little challenging in places. It's just a lot safer if you have, you know, shoes that have really good traction, like a hiking boot or a sneaker or something like that, as opposed to flip-flops.
Yeah, totally. Especially during, you know, if it's rained recently or if you're looking at a wet landscape in general.
Exactly. Yeah.
So now we're all packed. We're ready to go. What are some more hikes, and this time getting a little further away from Philly, about 1 to 2 hours out?
So a really good one, kind of sticking in the collar counties, is Ringing Rocks County Park, which is up in northern Bucks County. It's not a super long hike there. The longest trail is probably about a mile. You could even really get to the highlights in about 10 minutes.
Cool.
But the main thing with Ringing Rocks is it's a very unique landscape because the rocks in the boulder field in the park actually ring like a bell if you hit them with a hammer.
What? That's so cool.
So this is the only hike that I would recommend bringing a hammer with you on or some other type of metal device that you can hit them with. People will come out and they'll try and do, you know, different songs and stuff because they ring at different tones.
This is so cool.
It's a really interesting location there. And even better, there's about a 15-foot waterfall in the park. It's worth noting that waterfall is quite seasonal. So if you want to see the waterfall, you need to visit when it's rained a lot, you know, or there's snow melt or something like that. But it's worth visiting. I mean, the waterfall is just a bonus. The Ringing Rocks are very special. There's three Ringing Rocks fields, two in Bucks County, one at Montgomery County.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm not sure if you can answer this, but do you know what makes these rocks ring? Like, is it some sort of geological, you know, thing here in PA?
Nobody's entirely sure. It probably has something to do with the composition of the rocks and their resonance off of each other.
Whoa, that's so interesting.
So, I mean, you can make it whatever you want it to be. Aliens, yeah. You know, whatever.
Aliens, fairies, magic, who knows?
Yes, exactly.
And any others about 1 to 2-ish out?
Yeah, so another good spot is the area around Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania, which is quite a cute town and is worth visiting if you enjoy just nice small town. There's a lot of museums and other things to do there. But if you get into Lehigh Gorge State Park, there's a lot of really interesting hikes. That's like 5 minutes outside of town. One of the great trails there is the Tank Hollow Trail, which runs actually mostly through state game lands above the state park there.
Okay, cool.
But it leads to a beautiful vista, a horseshoe bend on the Lehigh River there. Mm. There's also a side trail off of there that heads down to one of the waterfalls in the park called Cave Falls. There's a couple more waterfalls downstream from that that you're no longer allowed to visit for safety reasons.
Okay. So for the final category, and these have to be some special hikes, but are there any trails 2 to 3 hours away, give or take a little with traffic, that are just like totally worth the trip from Philly?
Yeah, so probably the biggest one in that range, and this is right at, you know, 2 hours and 45 minutes, 3 hours, but it's definitely worth it, is Ricketts Glen State Park. That is one of the best state parks in all of Pennsylvania and has what may be one of the best hikes in, certainly in all of Pennsylvania, maybe even in all of the Northeast, is the Falls Trail there. Officially, it's about a 7-mile trail, and along the trail, there are over 20 waterfalls, ranging in height from around 12 feet up to about 95 feet. So we're not talking like, you know, tiny little waterfalls.
Yeah, these are big boys.
Waterfalls or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an incredible hike. It's definitely a challenging one, one that you want to make sure, both because of the distance, but also because the trail itself gains and loses about 700 feet of elevation within a couple of miles. So, you know, it's not necessarily your first hike.
Okay. You know? Yeah. So would you say this is for like more advanced hikers or like intermediate? What do you think?
I would say intermediate, you know, but you definitely have to make sure, you know, utilize some care there. Because there's lots of rocks, there's some dangerous spots you could fall, different things like that. So you definitely have to utilize some care there. It's well worth it. It's a absolutely fantastic hike. Yeah, that's a phenomenal place. And really that whole area up there, you know, if you're looking for a weekend, you know, you enjoy hiking, that whole area up there with World's End State Park and some state game lands and stuff. There's a lot of great hiking up there, you know, if you want to make a weekend out of it.
Oh, very cool.
Another good area to head is the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area, which is not a national park, but it's sort of like a step down from that. It's run by the National Park Service. There's a ton of hiking in there as well. The Appalachian Trail runs through there, which, you know, you can obviously hike that in either direction, basically, you know, for a month if you wanted to. You know, so there's a lot of great stuff up there. One area I particularly like is in the very northern part of that, is the Cliff Park Trail System. And that's a great hiking area. There are a handful of vistas along the trail, four vistas along that trail, that give you some really nice views of the Delaware Water Gap there.
Very nice.
There's a small waterfall as well on the trail. And then that area is right next to and connected to Raymond Skill Falls, which is maybe like a 5-minute hike. It's not a long hike, but that's the tallest waterfall in Pennsylvania at about 150 feet tall. So that's another really good option as well. And then towards the southern end of the Delaware Water Gap, though not officially in the Delaware Water Gap, you have Bushkill Falls. It's worth noting that is a privately owned land. It opens in sometime in usually in the first half of April, closes end of November. And there is a fee to visit that area, where all the other ones I've mentioned are free. But that has 8 total waterfalls. The main one, Bushkill Falls, is about 100 feet tall and is incredibly beautiful and scenic. And then you can hike along a trail. There's several miles of trails in there. It'll take you past the other waterfalls in the park.
Very cool.
You know, it's definitely a great spot to hike for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Before I let you go, Jim, you have to tell me your favorite hike anywhere in Pennsylvania, but you can only choose one.
I mean, honestly, I'd have to say Ricketts Glen State Park would be my favorite hike in the state. I'm a big waterfall guy. I wrote a book on waterfalls, Waterfalls of Pennsylvania, which you can get in stores. Not a whole lot of them are close to Philly, which is a geographic thing, not an oversight on my part. There's waterfalls everywhere. I mean, you leave one waterfall and the next waterfall starts immediately. I mean, it's,
wow,
it's a phenomenal place to hike. I could go on for hours about other great hiking trails around the state, but if I had to pick one, that would be the one that I would choose. So,
wow, that's great. It's close to the city. We'll have to check it out. Jim Chaney, creator, writer, and photographer of Uncovering PA. Thank you so much for joining me today on CityCast Philly.
Thanks for having me.
To check out more of Jim's travels, we'll have a link to Uncovering PA and a list of all of his recommendations from today in our show notes. That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. If you enjoyed this episode about day hikes, tell a friend. Rate the show, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button. Be sure to sign up for our morning newsletter, Hey Philly, to learn more about what else Philly's talking about. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye.
Pennsylvania is notorious among Appalachian trail hikers for how many rocks we have. They actually call it Rocksylvania.
Rocksylvania. Nice.